The Northland Arboretum in Brainerd has a mission of connecting people to the environment by promoting education and preservation, health and wellness, recreation and enjoyment for all. Joining us now is our executive director, Vicki Foss. Vicki, thanks for being with us today.
I'm thrilled and pleased to be with you.
Well, there's so much going on at the Northland Arboretum. Where do we even begin? There's something going on today, right?
Absolutely. We have an intern this summer. Her name is Deanne Caddy, and she happens to be a master naturalist already. And she decided as an adult to go back to school, and she's at CLC's horticulture and landscaping program. So she's a pretty fun intern for us to have here at the Arboretum. And every Tuesday at 10 o'clock, she does I think it's called Naturally Speaking with Deanne, and they do a walk and talk or an education piece for the general public. And I know last week it was all about tracking animals, which was phenomenal timing because we have a little black bear that's becoming kind of an issue in here. But it was really fun to be able to, you know, follow his footprints and see where he bedded down, and they looked at deer, and we even have a little pine marten we had a lot of fun chasing around this summer.
Wow, pretty exciting. You've got an interesting piece of land there in Brainerd. Tell us a little bit about your, well, first of all, for people who are listening, how do you get there? And then when you get there, where are you?
Sure. We are conveniently located right between Brainerd and Baxter. In fact, half of our property is in Brainerd, half of it's in Baxter, which is all sorts of fun by itself. But then we're kind of behind the mall. So if you were to Google the Paul Bunyan Trailhead, that's our front parking lot. So it's Conservation Drive, 14250 Conservation Drive. So right behind the movie theater. And we are 540 acres. We used to be the county landfill. And about in 40 or so years, we've become an environmental center, which is kind of a unique thing in the Arboretum world. But we have 540 acres. We have miles and miles of trails, and in the winter we groom them for Nordic skiing, and then we cut new, well, you don't cut it. You don't really need a trail when you're snowshoeing, so then we have new snowshoe trails probably every week all winter, and there's just great stuff going on. A third of our property is owned by Crow Wing County, which was the landfill area. A third of it is owned by us at Northland Arboretum, and then we have a great partnership with the Nature Conservancy. And they own a third of our property also.
So, Vicki, I may have told you this before, but this is showing my age, but when I was a campfire girl growing up in Brainerd, one of our service projects was picking up garbage at that landfill, getting it ready, I think, probably, for what it eventually became. And it took me a long time to piece that together, that that's what we were doing back then and what it is now. That's pretty cool.
It is really cool. And, you know, every spring with the heave and the frost, we get some treasures that work their way up to the top, and it's kind of fun to see things. I did find a toothpaste container, I would say, from like the 50s the other day. Out on a trail, I'm like, oh, that's a weird thing to find. So,
Ipana? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Ipana?
I couldn't really read it, but it was really funny. I think there was mostly baking soda.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what's going on now? What, like, if I came there and I wanted to go out, I'd come in and I talk to the people at the desk and I say, I want to see wildflowers.
Oh, absolutely. Come on in, and we have some really great volunteers, many of them who are master gardeners and master naturalists, and we kind of have a little what's happening list going up in the front desk, and they can send you out on the trail. Right now, our friends at the Nature Conservancy are really working on our forest management plan. So if you aren't familiar with a jack pine forest, this is a really great time to come and see firsthand how they manage it. And we're taking out a lot of invasives right now. So we're taking out buckthorn, we're taking out leafy spurge, we're taking out some of those things that, you know, are a problem and we want to get rid of and we have to get rid of. So
does
not a lot of fun when you're walking, but it's really good for our land. Yeah,
that's true. Does your land abut the river?
Our land, the piece that the state of Minnesota, the DNR, owns does abut the river, but all of the lowlands in our property, that runs all straight down to the Mississippi. So we get a lot of water and wildlife traffic through the Arboretum.
Wonderful. So the birding must be pretty fantastic there.
The birding is fantastic. We are an important bird area in IBA, and I believe when I talked to our friends that are in the Audubon group that meets here, they've had 160 different species spotted here on this piece of property.
Wow.
Not all at the same time,
yeah,
but yes.
That'd be a little unreasonable, but...
yes, but it's been a lot of fun, and they do planned bird walks on a regular basis and teach people and, you know, hopefully hook them into loving bird watching as much as they do.
We're talking to Vicki Foss. She's the executive director of the Northland Arboretum in Brainerd. Vicki, I see on your website you have scavenger hunts. What are those about?
We do. We have some really great volunteers who love to paint rocks. And so we have some really crazy little rocks out in our gardens and out on our trails. So as you're walking with your kids, you might find a ladybug or a strawberry, or I think there was one that looked like a walleye out there that I saw. But then we also have 5 golden rocks that are hidden out there. And if your child or you finds a golden rock with our logo on it, then you bring it into the visitor center and turn it in, and you can win a prize.
How nice. It makes them more observant.
It does. And, you know, it's really fun. There's been a lot of parents who say, my kids are nuts. I want to run them hard. This is a great place to run your kid hard.
What about bicycling? Do you encourage bicycling at all, or are they walking paths?
We do not bicycle in the Northland Arboretum. Once again, we're in partnership with the Nature Conservancy, and we don't want anything that causes erosion in these really unique areas, such as the Jack Pine Savannah.
Okay, I'll ride my bike to the parking lot, and I'll walk.
Yep, you can ride your bike to the parking lot, or you know, the Paul Bunyan Trail runs right along our property, and for crying in the sink, you can ride just about anywhere in Minnesota on that thing. So, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
It's just being, you know, a good neighbor, and we fully understand that, you know, fat tire bikes do less damage than any other bike, but we don't have the staff to stand out there and say, all right, you have a 5-inch tire, you're okay. You have a 3-inch tire, we're sorry, you can't go. So we just had to make a straight across the board decision that there will be no biking in the Arboretum.
No, it's probably just as well. You know,
yeah.
I know that there are people who ride bikes at different levels,
yep.
and some of us are, you know, calm, sedate, old like me, and some are young and reckless and like I used to be, and invariably you'd probably have collisions among pedestrians and bicyclists. I can only imagine. Tell us a little bit about some of the work that's being done to improve the area and maybe make it more natural, more native. Are you working on prairies or?
Yeah, we're actually in the middle of a prairie restoration project with the company called Prairie Restoration down out of Princeton, Minnesota. The area that is the newest part of the dump, where our fitness trail is. We are currently going through a restoration project where we've been working on killing invasives, and we burned them out. And then last fall, we reseeded with big blue stem, little blue stem, Indian grass, and then a cover crop of rye. And to be honest, it's coming in really nice. They came up and mowed last week, and we'll see how the invasives come up. We might have one more burnout this fall. And so it's beautiful. You know, our goal is for you to take a walk through there and, you know, see the beautiful grass rippling in the wind and see a deer head poke up and the tall stuff. And I think it's just going to be beautiful. I'm a prairie girl myself. I grew up out in North Dakota. So that spot in the Arboretum makes me incredibly happy.
Nice. What about some of the native wildflowers? What have you got in the way of wildflowers that would be maybe a little bit more difficult to find out in nature, out in the natural areas?
You know, I'm not going to lie to you, John. This is why I have master naturalists. What have I noticed lately? The sad part of the summer is for the most part, all of our orchids are done. We have this beautiful stand of showy lady slippers. Our yellows, of course, are done. But we just found the rattlesnake lady slipper. We didn't know we had it. So we think that one's going to be coming up here in the next week or so.
Should be blooming soon, yeah.
Yeah, and so if you want to know where it is, you have to come in and speak really quietly and gently in our ears, and maybe we'll tell you where it is. But we're really excited. That was one that we weren't aware that we had here.
You know, I've discovered it on my property and enjoyed it quite a bit. And I think if you've got kids out looking for golden rocks, you know, they ought to be able to find the rattlesnake plantain.
Well, I don't know. This one is really off the beaten path.
Mm.
So Good news is our intern just walked in, and she can maybe tell us a little bit more about what's in bloom.
Oh, sounds good.
She's got a deer in the headlights look. But a tan. Have you been out lately and noticed what's in bloom, native flowers? So we have been awful. We need to go out today, and we will take it upon ourselves to be better at answering this question.
That sounds good.
You know, if there are mysteries, we have our KAXE, KBXE Season Watch page. You can post your pictures there, and somebody will quickly identify them for you.
Yep. We started watching that a couple weeks ago, and it's been really fun. And then we also use iNaturalist.
Oh, sure.
Because a lot of people who aren't from the area... they love that app because when they're walking, they can say, what is that? And they pull it up and we say, oh, it's an Indian pipe stem. Which is something a lot of people have never seen. And
right.
So we like that app a lot.
Tell us a little.
Oh, I was going to say, I showed John the picture of the fitness trail.
I was just going to ask about the fitness trail. Yeah, it seems like walking ought to be enough, but for some people it's not.
It's a beautiful thing, and we're thankful for the partners that help us put this fitness trail in, Essentia and Cuyuna Medical, Regional Medical Center, and Woodson Smith and Nolting, and we just had this great list of community members that came alongside. It's an outdoor fitness trail with 12 really cool stations that really challenge you at your level. There's a sit-up station, but there's a machine out there where it is a pull-up station, and it somehow distributes your weight, so you're going to try to lift your own weight, so you're not, there's no sets of, there's no sets of, I don't even know what we call these things. That's how good I am at showing up at the gym. Like weights or anything out there. But there's places to stretch and there's places to do different things. And it's all connected to an iPhone app that you can download so you can track yourself. How fast did I go? How many reps did I do? Am I getting better? So it helps you judge yourself. And it's something that you do at your own speed.
So, Vicki, how does the Arboretum work? So if someone hadn't been there before, do you pay to go through? Is there memberships? How does it?
Yep. Yeah, it is not a public park. But we do, we are in partnership with both Brainerd and Baxter. So we ask that if you are not a member, that you stop at the visitor center during visitor center hours and pay. It's a $5 day fee for people over the age of 12. You can be here all day. Under 12, we ask for $1, and that just helps us maintain trails and facilities that people love. If you're interested in becoming a member, for an individual, it costs $30, and for a family, it costs $50 for the whole entire year. And then some of the benefits that you receive for being a membership, of course, you have access to the property 365 days a year. You get some magazines and things that sent to you about what's going on at the ARB. We have a lot of education pieces that happen here and a lot of really unique and interesting groups that meet here. And you get discounts on classes and rentals in these programs. And then we're part of the Reciprocal Admissions Program, the RAP. And with your membership card, you can visit over 300 arboretums and gardens at no cost around the nation. Yeah, so there's a lots of stuff happening.
Yeah.
So, and like one of the classes I'm liking, and maybe your listeners would really like, we have a wild edible mushroom workshop coming up in August 26th, and that will fill up, and it's presented by Nick and Sarah Jordan, and you go out into the woods, and we talk about how to identify mushrooms that won't kill you when you eat them, and they practice identification, and then at the end of it, you cook together.
Nice.
Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds like we're going to have to talk to you on a more regular basis.
I would love that. Yeah.
Lots of things going on. The Northland Arboretum, located in Brainerd. It's tucked right behind the Brainerd Mall. For more information on what they have to offer, you can go to their website, northlandarb.com. Vicki, thanks for talking with us.
Well, I'm thrilled. Have a great day and come for a walk because it's all good in the woods.